This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Fighting between Hamas and Israel has resumed in Gaza, the Israeli Defense Force stating on Friday. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has the latest.
Black smoke billows from the besieged territory as Israel drops leaflets over parts of southern Gaza, urging people to leave their homes, signaling it was preparing to widen its offensive. Renewed hostilities have heightened concerns for the about 140 hostages who remain in Gaza after 100 were freed as part of the truce. The developments come a day after Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli officials and urged them to do more to protect Palestinian civilians as it seeks to destroy Hamas. Meanwhile, negotiators continue talks to restart the truce, according to mediator Gatta. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
New York Republican Congressman George Santos refuses to resign, leading up to a vote later today on his expulsion, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Santos says he is a victim of a smear campaign by some of his colleagues.
I will not stand by quietly.
The first-term congressman faces a 23-count federal indictment alleging he stole the identities of campaign donors and used their credit cards to make tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges. Santos says he is accused, not convicted.
The people of the 3rd District of New York sent me here. If they want me out, they're going to have to go silence those people and take the hard vote.
The House Ethics Committee says there's overwhelming evidence of law-breaking by Santos. Members of the Republican delegation from New York, like Mike Lawler, are leading the arguments for expelling Santos.
He can defend himself in a court of law, but for the purposes of this body, he's got to go.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Japan's top government spokesperson expressed concern on Friday that the U.S. military is continuing to fly Osprey aircraft in the country without providing adequate information about a fatal crash this week in southwest Japan, despite repeated requests that it do so. One crew member was killed, and the search widened Friday for seven others missing, along with the aircraft. The cause of Wednesday's crash, which occurred during a training mission, is under investigation. The COP Climate Summit underway in Dubai. VOA's Henry Widgerill has the details.
Nearly 200 countries are taking part in the two-week COP28 climate summit, which began Thursday in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates, a major exporter of oil and gas. Scientists say delegates must agree on how to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% in just the next 6 years. So central to the talks is the major source of those emissions: the burning of fossil fuels. Divisions over the projected phase-out of fossil fuels could dominate the summit, but there was progress in other areas. The parties agreed a new $420 million fund to help poorer, vulnerable nations cope with the cost of disasters caused by climate change, like droughts, floods, and rising sea levels. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The Republican majority in the U.S. House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in a prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution is in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. The measure is unlikely to receive support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted that the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. An inquiry is getting underway into the selection of a site for a new FBI headquarters outside the nation's capital. VOA's Alexis Strope has the details.
A federal watchdog will investigate how the Biden administration chose a site for a new FBI headquarters following a contentious competition marked by allegations of conflict of interest. Virginia political leaders said Thursday that the Inspector General for the General Services Administration is probing the decision to locate the facility in Greenbelt, Maryland, over a site in Virginia. It would replace the FBI's crumbling headquarters in nearby Washington, D.C. Virginia leaders called on the GSA to pause doing anything related to relocation until the review was complete. The agency has denied any conflict and says it chose Greenbelt because it was the cheapest option. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
And I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.